Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Mesechtes Trumais, Perik Aleph Mischne Tes, Vetarmin Lechat Chila. Till now we spoke about things that you're not supposed to do when it comes to Truma, whether it was Truma B'di'eved or not even Truma B'di'eved, but you weren't supposed to do it. Now we're going to see things that you can do. Vetarmin Lechat Chila, you can be Mafresh Shem and Oil, Al Zeisim HaNichbashim, on olives that are soaking, that are pickling, so to speak, in wine or vinegar, V'yayin al anavim, and wine on grapes that have been set aside l'saisim tzmukim, to be turned into raisins. So basically, there's not much to do with it. You're going to eat it. So because the zeisim, in this case, that are pickling in the jar, and the anavim that are laying there, and we're waiting for it to turn into raisins, it's basically finished. You're not doing much with it. Memela, it's not called that I'm separating truma from something that's finished on something that's not finished. So if I ask you a question, is it mutter to separate oil on olives? Is it mutter to separate wine to be truma for grapes? What are you going to answer me? And you're going to answer me, it depends what the olives and the grapes are set aside for. If the olives are set aside to take the oil out of them, so by separating oil as truma for olives that are set to be crushed, what you're doing is you're separating truma from something that is finished on something that is not finished, that you can't do. Same is true for wine. If you're separating wine for grapes that are set to be pressed, you can't, because you're separating from something that is finished on something that is not finished. But separating oil for zeisim, that you're not going to do anything else with it, it's pickled in the jar, it's going to hold very long this way, when it's soaking in the vinegar or the wine. Or separating wine on grapes that are just waiting to be dried up and turned into raisins, that you can do. The Batanura, however, says that if you're going to separate, if you're going to be mafresh, oil as truma for zeisim that are pickling, or for wine on grapes that are set to be turned into raisins, you have to figure it out. You can use the oil as truma, estimating the amount of oil you think that are going to come out of these zeisim hanichbashim, and the wine also. You can be mafresh wine, estimating for how much wine you think is going to be coming out of these grapes that are set aside to become raisins. So again, let's see the Mishnah from the beginning. Mishnah Tes, v'tarmin l'chatchila. You're allowed to set aside for truma, shemen, oil. You can use this oil as truma, al zeisim hanichbashim, on the soaking, pickling olives, v'yayin. You can use the wine as truma, al anavim, on the grapes that are set aside, l'saisim tzmukim, to become raisins. Now, what happens in the following case? Resha tarim shemen al zeisim. This person separated oil. He wanted to be truma for zeisim that are liachila, that have been set aside for eating. Or the zeisim, or he wants to use the olives to be truma al zeisim on other olives that are set aside for eating. Or the yain. He wants to separate wine al anavim on grapes that are set aside liachila for eating. The anavim, or he wants to use grapes as truma al anavim on other grapes that are set aside for eating. Then v'nimlach, he changed his mind. He said, you know what, l'darchan, I'm going to take these grapes and press them for the wine. I'm going to take the olives and press them for the oil. Wait a second, then you weren't allowed to do it. We only let you do it because the zeisim are already finished. You're not doing anything else with the zeisim because the anavim are already finished. Now you change your mind. So now it turns out, if you separated oil for zeisim that eventually you're going to use to press oil out of, you're taking something that's finished to fix something that's not finished that you can't do. So like the Mishnah, if at the time you were mafresh the truma, you were really thinking you were going to eat those olives or eat those grapes, ain't it tzarech litrim, you don't have to take off truma a second time, even though you change your mind afterwards. So basically, at the time of truma, it was a good set, it was some two things that were nigmaru malachtai. The truma goes into effect. The fact that you change your mind afterwards to further process the zeisim or the olives, that doesn't change anything.